With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Football on off the ball.
You just feel bad about yourself then. It's just unnecessary at the end of the day. It's not helping anybody. Maybe it's making the guy behind the screen feel a little bit better, but at what cost? I have to carry that little bit of abuse now for the rest of the day and carry it into my social interactions.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. Coming up today, there's even more reaction to Ireland's sensational win over Hungary yesterday. Hamir Hallgrimsson says the boys in green can bring confidence to next year's playoffs. Jason Malumbi pays tribute to the coaches who've helped him along the way. And James McLean pays tribute to the impact of Seamus Coleman. But first today, there's nowhere else to start other than Budapest and Troy Parrott's last gasp winner, which sent Ireland into the World Cup playoffs. Hungary had taken the lead through Daniel Lukács before Parrott equalised from the penalty spot after 15 minutes. Barnabas Varga gave the Hungarians the advantage once more with a stunning strike from the edge of the box 8 minutes before half-time. But Parrott equalised again 10 minutes from time with a lovely finish. Finn Azaz played the ball in for Parrott and the winner came in the 96th minute. Parrott poked the ball past Peter Dibusch to complete his hat-trick. Liam Scales headed it down from a Queeveen Kelleher ball into the box. An incredible hat-trick from Parrott just 3 days on from his two goals against Portugal. And this was the reaction live on air on Sunday's Off the Ball with Shane Hannan and former Ireland international Keith Tracy, another former Belvedere schoolboy like Parrott.
The usual little bit of added time, beyond the added time, Queeveen Kelleher launches the ball into the box. It's coming in. It's gone in. And it's a goal!
Yes!
It's a goal for the Republic of Ireland! It is incredible, Keith! Oh, my word, it is! Troy Parrott! Is it Troy Parrott?
It's Troy Parrott!
It's the boy from the inner city. It's the Sheriff Street boy. It's the Belvedere boy who has done it for the Republic of Ireland. That was a goal symbolic of everything that the Irish team have done over the last 90 minutes.
Niall Quinn, Robbie Keane against Germany back in the day.
Exactly the first thing I thought of. It's a carbon copy of Robbie Keane's equaliser against the Germans in the 2002 World Cup. Niall Quinn's header down to Robbie Keane. Someone has headed it down to Troy Parrott. I do not care who.
Oh my God.
But Troy Parrott has somehow scrambled it into the goal.
After the game, Ireland boss Hamir Hallgrimsson told our own Stephen Doyle in the post-match press conference that Hungary got nervous as time went on.
Yeah, if we would be able to cross the ball, I think we would rush in too much in the end of the game. We were trying to play us through in every pass almost that we did, but then we calmed down a little bit towards the end and started playing and getting then crosses in. And to be fair to them, I think they got scared in the end, so they dropped off. I want to give them credit. They were probably better than us on the day today, especially first half. We were struggling, but the guys kept on believing and we kept on knocking and took chances. And when you take chances, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And luckily for us, it worked today. We put in three strikers. We had three strikers up front in the end. And yeah, sometimes you punish for doing things like this. But luckily for us, we weren't today.
Hallgrimsson added the results against Portugal and Hungary can bring belief and confidence for the playoffs next year.
I said before the game, I don't care when we score the winner. It's always more nice to score on the 90th minute. It's more difficult for Hungary than to equalise. And in the end, they probably wasted time for themselves.
And just You now have two playoffs to play, a semi-final and a final. What can these latest two results do for the team's confidence, and do they now believe that they can go to the World Cup next year, do you feel?
Yeah, we always have had the belief that this team can qualify, and we have everything, all the weapons to qualify. And this moment is special. We are in a, I would say this moment, we're in a positive spiral, meaning the game against Portugal was probably the biggest game these players have played in the Ireland shirt. Then this game came up, Hungary away, the biggest game they have played in the Ireland shirt. Winning this one means that we play even a bigger game next. I don't know against whom or where. And if we win that one, there's even a bigger game after that. So we are in a moment where we can see more important games ahead of us. So with growth, we can always have a stronger challenge. And if we win that one, then we have a World Cup ahead of us. And these players will never have played in the Ireland shirt as big games as are in front of us. So we need to use this moment to understand what created this. We need to look back on everything and give thanks to the people that have supported these players along the journey, the people that have had belief in this team. We need to give them thanks, because on these moments, you will have a lot of friends, but that's not the friends that will call you and pick you up and give you energy when you lose games.
Jason Malumbi came back into the team after he missed the Portugal game due to suspension. The Waterford man has played at every underage grade for his country, and with rumours of possible redundancies in the FAI, he paid tribute to coaches who've helped him along the way, including current under-17s boss Colin O'Brien and the under-19 manager Tom Mohan.
Yeah, I'd say just thanks very much for everything. I think there's been some sad news with the underage recently about couple of my ex-managers, ex-coaches who have done an incredible job, like Tom Moe and Colin O'Brien. You know, there's rumours about sort of them being left go by the association, which hurts me so much to hear that, because they've done incredible for us, and what you see now is the work from people like them and people from grassroots, and the time, the passion that they have is incredible. So yeah, I just say thanks very much to all of them.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Ger Gilroy and Colin Buhick were joined by Stewie Byrne, Keith Tracy and James McLean, and they marvelled at the reaction to the last minute winner throughout the country and further afield.
It was so Irish in its making. Like, you don't even see it that much these days. Like, goalkeeper long ball flicked on by Liam Scales and then just get in there.
Oh, it was unbelievable, wasn't it? I was watching it in the house, and then when the goal went down, my young fella jumped on top of me and nearly broke me back. So,
and if you look at Dublin Airport's X page, it is now officially called the Troy Parrott International Airport.
Can we get Dublin Airport? This is one of my favourite celebrations here. Watch the guy. Watch the guy at the back celebrating with his wheelie case.
Always be safe.
I can't let go of my wheelie case.
You can't leave it up. Yeah.
A result like that last night, you know, it's watching my son the way he celebrating, how much it meant to him. You know, these lads now have an opportunity. They inspire a whole new generation, and results like that last night, results like Thursday, you know, they go a long way in doing that.
Stewie Byrne said that Ireland have grown up over the last two matches.
Can you explain any of it?
Yeah, well, we brought a bit of quality into the team.
Well, a quality but, that you had seen that was dormant, and were you woken it, or was this?
I tell you what my takeaway is, that I think we've grown up a little bit in the last couple of 6-8 weeks, whatever the case may be, in that we kind of got out of our own way a little bit, and we realised we're good at this, we're not good at this, this is what we can do, this is what we can't do, so on and so forth. And I think, you know, the group just matured a little bit, and that's the manager as well as the players, and that dynamic in the squad. And instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, we sort of kind of put together a game plan, and they stuck to it. And you could see, especially yesterday, I felt anyway, especially in how we were, everyone's going to criticise the way we played, but it was a low block, and it's always hard to play against that, but that's unfortunately the place where we were at the time. But the work in particular that went into yesterday, I felt was very, you know, the way kind of Parrott was always that trigger to go and press, and everyone, once he went, everyone else went. And you could see they had done work on it, like, you know. But that being said, again, it only ever, you know, that will only get you so far. You know, being defensively tight, playing five at the back, we've got a world-class goalkeeper, you know, it only gets so far. You always need that little bit extra. And that's where we were actually struggling a little bit, you know, because obviously when you play so deep, you get the ball back, you're trying to get up the pitch, and if you haven't got quality or somebody who can offer you that way out, then you're in real trouble. And it happened on Thursday and on Sunday, we had that bit of quality to kind of get us over the line.
Stephen Doyle caught up with Irish fans in Budapest, and they were still on cloud nine late last night.
Tell us one thing, Troy Parrott. We get a statue for him outside the ground.
Absolutely. 3 minutes in, goal. You're like, all right, here we go again. Ireland.
Not typical Ireland.
Not typical Ireland. He's just falling short again. Yeah. And in fairness to the lads, came up trumps. Jesus. What a day.
They played for the jersey.
Give
us a look.
They played for the jersey, and it's been a long time since we've seen that. They played for the jersey. Everyone put their bodies on the line, and that's, people are travelling for it, that's all you can ask, a bit of effort. And we got that.
What a day. Come here.
A bit of effort.
I think the fans deserve big kudos today. They turned out in their numbers, as they always do. The ole ole brigade, you know. But I think Stephen and the lads have obviously been following this kind of stuff with Ireland for many years, and days like this are few and far between. Irish football is on an upward curve. I think Shamrock Rovers, double winners, Shelburne in the group stages. Like, there's a lot of good things.
Like, yeah,
but
we've been calling for, just go for it for a long time. Yeah. Like,
put the ball in the box.
Just go for it.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help, you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Ireland Centurion James McLean said the players can take huge confidence from the two results in those last two games.
The confidence that the team is going to have after these two games, can you talk to us a bit about how transformative that is for a group to be part of?
No, I think these young lads last night and Portugal on Thursday, you need results like that. You need them big results that, you know, get a nation buzzing, and you know they've got them now, where that hasn't really happened in the past for this group, but now they've got them two big results, so that should give them all the belief in the world. And you know, there's no reason, no matter who they get now in the playoffs, you've just beaten Portugal and you've went away to a decent Hungary side and you've run away from home, so you know you shouldn't really fear anybody. And you should really look forward to it.
McLean then added the reintroduction of Seamus Coleman into the team was pivotal to the turnaround in results.
No, I'll be honest, it didn't. And I think with what went before, even the Armenia game where we won at home, you know, I don't think there's a lot of optimism that we could beat Portugal and go away to Hungary and get two wins. Let's be honest. I was speaking to I was speaking to Seamus during the week, and Seamus was saying he believes, and I was saying, like, obviously it's, you're there, like, you know what I mean, you have to believe. And I was saying to them, like, you know, it's I can't see it, but like I said to them, it doesn't matter if I believe or not, it's the lads that step onto the pitch, they're the ones that have to believe. And he did, he said he believed, and you know, I'm so happy that I was wrong and he was right.
You could see after Thursday, and again last night, that he was taking every second to wander around and look at stuff, and he was in tears with Troy Parrott in the aftermath of the game. His comeback over the last 18 months back into the team, and like being now one of the first names on the team sheet, is really incredible, isn't it?
No, it's fantastic. And it's like, I was quite critical after the Armenia game. Well, that camp really when he was excluded and he wasn't involved. And I remember speaking to him at the time and said it was such a massive mistake from the manager's point of view, because not just his playing ability, but what he brings around the place. You know, it's crucial. And it's no coincidence since he's been brought back in. You know, it's having that leadership skill. His personality, is ability that feeds off in the younger players. And look, like I said, it's no coincidence that they're thriving off him being around the place. And you know, look at the position we're in now. So it's, yeah, look, I can't speak highly enough of Seamus.
McLean also added he'd never turn down a recall, but he believes his days in the green jersey are behind him.
Scales picked up a booking, he's not going to be available for the first of the playoffs. And after just having that conversation there about Seamus's comeback from the wilderness, James, what about you?
Can I just say, first and foremost, that's somebody else who deserves a lot of praise, is Liam Scales, because I know he's played left back before, but it's not his natural position, and the two performances he's put on over the last two games, and not only that, two absolute crucial headers for Troy's first goal on Thursday, and obviously the one for Troy's winner last night. He deserves some massive credit. But now, in my sense, look, lads, I'm done. Like, you know, the lads don't need me to show that. But obviously, in the comments the other day, and that's kind of why I spoke out, because it was kind of like, you know, you're talking about. Well, I retired in 2023, and I haven't had a single text or phone call since then. So for me to see that I've been spoke about, you know, and then obviously saying lack of minutes, you know, that's something that kind of annoyed me a bit, I'll be honest, because if we're going off the lack of minutes things over the past kind of year, it would have been hard to pick a squad based on that. Well, like I said, like for example, Seamus, apart from Troy's goal, Seamus has probably been arguably the most influential player we've had in throughout this campaign, and Seamus hasn't been playing week in, week out, so you kind of contradict yourself in that sense. But for me, look, like I said, I'm done. I have all our plans with my life now. But like I said, I'll be there watching, and please God, they're there, and I get to watch it as a fan. But playing side, you know, that chapter is well closed for me now.
Sorry, this isn't the morning for it, but hypothetically, if you were to get that call or text, would you actually be open to a return?
Look, you'd be a liar if you said you weren't. If we qualify for a World Cup, and like I touched on before, if you'd never, that's the dream of every young fella to play in the biggest competitions, and that's the World Cup. And look, I was thankful to play in two European championships, but like I said, the World Cup's the main one, isn't it? So, yeah, look, I'd be very foolish and simple to say if that phone call never came that I wouldn't be open to it. But of course you are. But look, I'll be honest, lads, I think that's a million miles away. So, but in this sport, you never say never, and who knows? But first and foremost, we have to qualify, don't we? So please God, we do come March.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so in your OTB Football podcast stream now. And if you're wondering how the playoff route looks, Ger Gilroy gave this breakdown on Off the Wall Breakfast.
On Twitter about the playoff, as it stands, we're going to be in pot two, but that will change more than likely this evening. There is two games of specific relevance for us tonight. four teams currently in second place who'll be below Ireland in those updated rankings: Albania, Macedonia, Bosnia and Kosovo. No matter what results they get the week, none of these teams can overtake us in the FIFA rankings. Suddenly we're surging up. Back-to-back wins is what's going to do it. Two games to keep an eye on tonight: Wales versus North Macedonia. A draw is enough for Wales to qualify. If Wales win, they get ahead of us in the rankings, push us into pot three. Austria versus Bosnia, also tomorrow night at 7:45. If Bosnia win, they win the group. Austria then come second and have a higher rank than Ireland. So Neil O'Riordan is also worth a follow on Twitter if you want to find out exactly what's happening.
So Thursday midday, that draw, isn't it?
Yeah.
Remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. And if you want more reaction to yesterday's events, you can do so on this evening's Off the Ball with Owen Sheehan from 7 o'clock. He'll be joined by Kevin Kilbane, Gavin Cooney and more. Elsewhere in Europe last night, Norway booked their place at next year's World Cup thanks to a 4-1 win over Italy at the San Siro. Two goals from Erling Haaland and one each from Antonio Nusa and Jorgen Strand Larsen means they'll return to the World Cup for the first time since 1998. Harry Kane scored twice for England, who rounded off a flawless qualifying campaign with a 2-0 win away to Albania. Thomas Tuchel's side won every match without conceding a goal. Kane says they know they haven't achieved anything yet, though.
There's a long way to go. We're not going to get carried away. I think that's the special nature of this group. We're just looking forward to the next camp, obviously a little while now. But we go away, we rest up, and then we come back together in March and try and continue this momentum.
Portugal confirmed their qualification from Ireland's group with an emphatic 9-1 win over Armenia in Porto. That was without the suspended Cristiano Ronaldo. Meanwhile, in Africa, Nigeria will miss out on the World Cup for the second time in a row. The Super Eagles lost on penalties to DR Congo, who enter next year's playoff tournament. Tonight, Northern Ireland will hope to round off their qualifying campaign with a win. Michael O'Neill's side hosts Luxembourg in Belfast. Despite Friday's 1-0 loss away to Slovakia, Northern Ireland are guaranteed a playoff via the Nations League. Germany and Slovakia meet in the other game in that group. It's a straight shootout for direct qualification, but a draw will be enough for Germany due to their superior goal difference. The Netherlands will look to book their ticket to next year's tournament when they host Lithuania tonight. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.